On the phone is Eric Hummel, owner and vice president of marketing of Hummel's. Good morning, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good,
morning.
Thanks. We all have our grills ready.
Yep.
We're going to be making hot dogs. We need some tips.
Grilling tips?
Yes. First, start with Hummel's.
Well. Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, dating tips.
I was thinking the stock market, possibly, or how to wash my car.
But he was smart enough to ask because he knows what show he's on.
This is true. This is very true. Man's no dummy. Nope.
Well, biggest hot dog weekend of the year.
Is that right?
Really? You know, I would think 4th of July, too. Yeah. People eating, grilling.
No,
Joey Chestnut eating all those hot dogs then? It's like,
oh, love that.
See?
Yeah, it's bigger than 4th of July. I think everybody's ready for the first grilling of the season.
Okay.
And
how many hot dogs do you think Hummel's will sell in the week leading up to Memorial Day?
A lot. Hundreds and thousands of pounds.
That's a lot of wieners.
Hundreds and thousands
of
pounds. Wow. He doesn't even do it in accounting the dogs.
Yeah.
It's in weight.
Yes. That's true.
In weight.
5 pound bags. So, yeah. I don't know if you guys had a chance to try our bratwurst made with the Two Roads beer yet.
Ooh.
I'd be willing to try it.
That's a new one.
Okay. I'm writing it down. The first thing I'm doing when I leave here is I'm going to the market and I'm buying some Hummels.
Nice.
And getting my Saturday food stuff together.
So like the Red Hots.
This now? The bratwurst. All right.
Yeah, the Red Hots.
Red Hots are great.
Red Hot.
They're hot, too. For like spicy hot dogs.
Bratwurst Two Roads. What do you put on that?
Yeah.
Like, what do you, all right, so you make the hot dog, you put it on a roll. What do you put on a dog like that?
I just put a little mustard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit of mustard.
That's it.
You want to taste the hot dog or you want to taste the brat.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people load it up and they can't really taste the hot dog, but
that's a good
I just
point.
Like a little bit of mustard on mine.
Yeah, when it's that well made, that's the star of the show. Just let it be the star.
Yeah, you bury the cheap stuff. This is good stuff.
That's why we laugh about the Chicago dog. There's so much, the lettuce and the celery salt and the pit, all that. You can't even
tomato,
taste the
pickle, relish.
Right.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, that's stupid. It's like a salad where they threw a hot dog in it.
Yeah, it's a bad dog underneath. That's why they're hiding it.
Yeah. They always say it tastes like a warm bologna sandwich.
Right. It's the reason why cats bury the poop in the box.
So you won't put any, sautéed onions, peppers, any of that stuff on your hot dogs?
No, not on my hot dog. No.
Wow.
No, he wants
that's
a pure
interesting.
Dog.
Yeah. You're a purist.
To be honest with you, when I have a hot dog on the grill, I just put the hot dog. I just want the taste of the hot dog on the, the barbecue. I just want that flavor.
Oh,
I don't put anything on it. Just the hot dog and the bun. That's it.
I think it depends on your bun. Because, if you have a good quality bun, you're not afraid to put more things on it. But if you're buying, a cheaper store bun, the more stuff you put on, that thing's tearing apart. You're just holding the wiener in your hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
we've all been there.
Yeah.
That was Ashley.
I was shocked. That was
for yourself.
like a nice brioche hot dog roll.
Yep, exactly.
Anything on that, it'll hold.
Yep.
And it's got a great flavor to it, too.
Oh, the good quality potato rolls are good, too.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
those. Like a good chili dog, though.
I went through a phase with the potato rolls.
Yeah.
Chili. All right, so you'll put chili on your hot dog.
Chili dogs are great.
It's got to be a good chili, though.
Yeah, I like a bowl of chili and a hot dog. When I combine them, I'm not getting bowl. If the hot dog's good, I don't want to drown it out in the chili. And if the chili's real good, I don't want the hot dog to take away. I want them separate because I just love a good chili and I love a good hot dog.
Yeah, but chili dogs are great, but don't wear white shorts while wearing them. What, eating them? Could you wear them? Like, just ruin my shorts.
Just don't wear pants.
I meant dropping, and that what happens afterwards.
I love poop jokes.
But now on hamburgers, you got to make sure you cook your hamburgers, fully through. A lot of people undercook them.
I don't.
No. But, like a little pink in the middle.
A little pink in the middle.
Yeah.
I need rare. I like it to moo at me.
Right.
See,
I do.
That's too
not
rare.
Not good.
Yeah, no. So you're flirting
our hamburgers are made. Sorry.
No,
our hamburgers are made to cook from frozen.
Oh.
Which makes it a lot easier.
Nice.
Yeah. And if you're using a fresh patty, make sure you keep it face down, heat it up until the other side, you start to get color on the other side, then it's time to flip it, and cooked that side all the way through.
That's your method.
Tell me if this is. So I saw AJ cooking, but we were over at Arts TV.
He schooled me one day.
Yeah.
He really did.
He's making burgers.
Yeah.
And he just consistently is taking a spatula.
Flip, smash. Flip, smash.
Pushing it down.
I did. I was bad.
Yeah.
I was
bad.
Squeezing the juice out of it.
Don't squeeze the juice out.
Every 3 seconds out of nervous habit, he would just flip it.
Yep.
It was like 18 times into flipping the spray on my AJ. Yes. I got to show you something here.
Yeah, no, and you did. And I do make it your way from now on.
Oh, well.
Yeah, thank you.
Not my way. It's you know,
well, the way you showed me.
It's the standard.
So,
it's
like, you're like taking a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and squeezing the jelly out. You know what I mean? Like, you're literally taking the flavor out of your thing.
You're right, though.
Just for the record, that's bad, right?
So,
well, it must have been a dry burger when, by the time you were done doing that.
Start a fire with it.
That's why. his first batch he uses as charcoal.
I just use two burgers and I rub them together. And there's your campfire.
You clean the grill with them after.
I do. I also exfoliate my face.
Eric Hummel, owner and vice president of marketing for Hummelzahn. I never knew until just minutes ago
that
this is the biggest hot dog weekend of the year.
Wow. I did not know that.
That's incredible. But it makes sense.
We should say something
right now. I'm going to have like 30 of them this weekend.
Oh, I love hot
dogs. It is always going to be a long weekend. It makes sense. 4th of July, it sort of can fall anywhere. So, yeah, when you think about it, it's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, summer's here. It's hot dog season.
I'm going to get those big packs of hot dogs, like 30 hot dogs. You're like, I'm going to make all of them.
I do that.
Yeah. And you get them all lit like a parking lot. Flip, 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 flip.
Eric, do you... Do you cut the dog, or do you leave it, do you not cut the dog? Do you cut it down the middle?
No, like a split?
You split it?
Well, every once in a while I'll split. You mean kind of like butterfly him. But
yeah.
I don't little slits in it.
Yeah, I score.
I'll cook it it'll burst open, and that, instead of cutting it, I like to keep them on the grill until it kind of breaks open.
Like rippers.
I like a well-done hot dog.
Yeah, rippers, man.
So sounds you great. Like it black, like the skin black?
Yeah. I like it nice and well done.
Oh, wow.
And when you let the casing burst open, it gets nice and crispy. It's got a great bite to it. Flavor's fantastic.
Yep. Rippers
and
are great.
And even skinless. I leave them on the grill. Well done.
Yeah.
Well, I learned to like those hot dogs because everyone else in my family growing up didn't like the burnt ones. So if I ate those, I got more.
Right.
You know, when somebody messed up, I was like, I'll take those. So I just adapted right away.
To the point
burnt,
where you would distract the cook?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get him out here playing soccer.
Pull a fire alarm, hope for the best. You know?
All the hot dogs.
All right, so you got to... So interesting. All right, so you won't cut yours. You'll cook it till the skin's black or rips open.
Yeah, by itself.
Put it on a bun. Do you toast the bun?
Not usually, no.
Oh, man.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
For me, that's a must.
Right. See, yeah, I can eat an untoasted bun.
And then just mustard.
Yep. Now, do you toast your bun on the grill?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do you do yours?
I lay on the sun for a while. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, I know with the New England roll, you can actually put it in the toaster, and it comes out nicely that way.
Yeah.
Mm. And those are the ones with kind of the flat sides on it. It's a top split roll.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I do it on the grill, but I do it off burner. So you know what I mean. I do it on this where it's still warm, but it's not going to be at the flame and get
messed
up.
The higher burner,
right? I keep it there, so it just gets that heat. And I put a little bit of I already have some butter that I melted, and I rub it on there, so it gets a little bit of crispness.
Nice.
To it.
Okay.
That's why I like
the
potato rolls.
I was just
going
to ask you if you put butter on it.
Well, I already told you. So
do you butter your buns?
you and butts.
With the potato rolls, you don't need the butter. They got enough starch and sugar in there. You could just throw them on and they get the nice crispiness. Whatever.
And the brioche by itself.
Can you tell that Ashley, her entire life, just gets handed a hot dog?
Yes.
Here you go, Ashley.
Her extent of preparing a hot dog is probably putting ketchup on it.
Right.
I'm not the griller. Eric is the grill king at my house.
And she probably makes a little design with the ketchup.
No, it's cheese. It's melted American
Disney.
Yeah, it's melted American cheese and then one line of mustard and one line of ketchup.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I would try that. That doesn't sound bad.
And then her mom cuts it into little pieces for her.
I can chew my meat.
And sticks toothpicks in them.
Honey, here come the choo-choo. No, 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 no.
I can cut my meat just fine.
Yeah, okay.
Do you? What do you? What are your thoughts on ketchup on a hot dog, Eric?
We usually cut that off at age 11.
Yeah. Hey, it's delicious.
100% right.
Seriously, right.
You know, it's interesting. I think the same thing. But when I do have one, I'm like, I can see how these people do it.
Yeah. No, it's got to be mustard or by some maybe A1 steak sauce is good.
Yeah.
Or sriracha sauce is good.
I like sriracha mixed with mustard is amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Or horseradish mustard. I like that too. That's especially with a brat, something like that.
Yeah, hell
like
that flavor.
That's made for that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. But just ketchup and cheese is like. You have a chocolate milk with that too, or what?
A Yoo-hoo.
Give me a Yoo-hoo.
Oh. Eric, what were you saying?
Now I'll put ketchup on kibasi.
Kibasi on the grill is amazing.
Yeah, that's mustard. That's like a,
I'm a mustard person.
Like a stone ground mustard. Yeah. Like,
do you ever make kibasi on the grill when you use barbecue sauce?
Really?
Fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God,
I've never done that.
Oh, my God, you want that. You definitely want that.
Really?
Yes, you do.
And turn the temperature down and wait for the brown sugar and the barbecue sauce to caramelize.
And just glaze
and
that on
flavor
it, man.
Fantastic.
Just stays on there. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep, you want that.
And you put it on a roll or
I do that with a burger.
You can do it in a roll, you can eat it by itself, little potato salad on the side. Yep. Go for it.
If you want to know if I don't like your hot dog or hamburger, if I start putting your coleslaw on my hamburger or hot dog, I don't like your hamburger or hot dog. I do that because I like coleslaw, and I know no one really eats it. So I'm like, especially if it's a crisper coleslaw, not like a super wet one, I'll do that to go, well, at least I'll eat coleslaw and bread.
But coleslaw on a hot dog is really good, too.
It is, but when a hot dog's really good, you don't want to lose it in the coleslaw.
No, you don't.
Very true, yes.
So absolutely.
I'm getting so hungry right now.
when you're talking about Eric Hummel, owner and VP of marketing of Hummel's, on the phone here, just talking about cooking this weekend. I have a barbecue burger that I make. I actually got this idea from somebody else. So you, when you flip the burger, you put blue cheese, barbecue sauce, and a couple thin slices of dill on it.
Nice.
And then you do what they do over at the American Canteen. You take the top of the bun and you put it on the burger as it cooks that second side.
Yeah,
right. You put the bottom face down on the grill. And then when you got that toasted, you take the bottom of the bun, flip it over. It's still on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
You take the burger and you put it on that bun, still on the grill.
Yep.
And then when it's done cooking, you put it on the plate upside down so the bigger side of the bun is collecting the grease.
That's actually supposed to be the bottom
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't know until like about a year ago.
Oh, try that sucker. That's
good. What time should it be? Yeah.
Thanks for the invite. Yeah. I will try it.
You did. Yeah.
That is a sober man's move because if you are drunk, that is all over your grill.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like you have to really time that well.
Yeah, 15 coronas in, not so much.
Yeah, the next day it looks like you murdered someone. Yeah. So you having a family cookout? What do the Hummels do?
We
they rejoice.
We look out the window and watch the weather.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably have the family over, my immediate family, but usually we kind of wait, see if we get a phone call, if we've got to deliver hot dogs to anybody,
or
if anybody needs me to sound the plan.
Okay, all right. Yeah. This is like it's a busy weekend for you, you don't plan like we're going to have 50 people over.
Because you might get
emergency. We need 1,000 hot dogs down here.
It's got to be like a hot dog surgeon, like just always on call.
Right.
Here comes a homemobile.
Oh, we got to go in.
Yep, exactly right.
Nope. Well, you know, back in the old days when it was the loose 10-pound boxes, you know, we worked all weekend for Memorial Day.
Why is that?
Constantly on call. Yeah.
Why?
Packaging is different now.
Why? So what's the difference? Why would you have to be on call all weekend with the cardboard boxes?
Just because you didn't get the shelf life with the old packaging when it was the loose 10-pound box.
It's funny. But I remember those boxes.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Remember getting excited seeing that coming out of, like, my parents' car or whatever. Ooh,
it's a box of goodness.
They got the box.
But then also worried people were coming over. I'm like, oh, no. Does that mean people are coming here? Right.
I want those wieners.
Are there vegetarians in the Hummel family? Like, do you hate them?
Right.
Is that a way your kid can rebel against you? It's like, I don't eat hot dogs. Get out of the house.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I want a tofu dog.
Well, my My daughter decided she was going to be vegetarian. That lasted about a week.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm hungry. I said, there's plenty of cold cuts in the refrigerator right there.
You feed yourself.
Eric, coming on. Thanks for three generations of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like the best ones. We're lucky here in Connecticut.
Yes,
the one thing we do right is food.
Hell
and
yes.
The best hot dog in America, in the world, made right here in New Haven. Eric Hummel, owner and vice president of marketing, Hummel's Hot Dogs. Thank you, sir.